Okay, so it's the 13th of Tishrei. We're up to the 7th Os of Mizmar Kof Yotes, so Zion, where David HaMelech expresses a sense of isolation, a sense of suffering and loneliness. He expresses how he has sought and found comfort and consolation in Dvar Hashem, in Torah, in his relationship with Hashem. Zedim Halitzuni, we'll pick it up with the third pasuk. The wicked people, from the language of Zadon, to sin wantonly, Halitzuni, Leitzanos, cynicism, mocking, Ad Me'od. So he experienced terrible criticism from people who were wicked, people whose intentions were ill. Mitarascha lo natisi. And from his Torah, yet David says, I did not stray. I didn't allow myself to be sucked in to that vortex. Zacharti mishpatecha me'olam Adonai v'esnacham. And I remembered, Hashem, the way that you have conducted yourself historically, and that was a source of nechama. So the Akot Shimoni comments, well, what does this mean? Zacharti mishpatecha me'olam Hashem. When did David say this? When he was being rebelled against by his own son. What a horrific experience. Shenemar, it says earlier, this is the third psalm, Mizmor le David bevarcho mipnei Avshalom b'no. Mashal mar David doma, lemelech shakas al b'no v'tardo. So Hashem is angry with David. It's like a father being angry with his son. V'shalach hamelech lepadgod shalo acharov. And the king sent a messenger, one of his retinue, a cabinet minister maybe, after the son. Halach umatzo so bocha mizamer. And he finds that the son, the exiled son, in this case David, who Hashem exiled through David's own son, both singing and crying. So if you're crying, how can you sing? If you're singing, how can you cry? So Amrlo Bochalni Al Shehiktanti is Abba. So I'm crying because I denigrated my father. But I'm joyous, I'm grateful that I am only punished with exile and not with worse. Vilo od elashirtedeni yetzel duchsin v'ifrachin. But I have been exiled amongst the nobles. Kachamar David, Yaakov Barach, Moshe Barach, Elio Barach. So Yaakov, you know, had to run from Esav, Moshe had to run from Paro, Elio had to run from Achav, and he said, Afani Boreach, Kamosan, Zacharti Mishpatecha ve'esnacham, Zacharti Midas Adin, Sheban Nihagtes Arishonim ve'esnachamti. I know that I'm not alone. So when we experience a sense of being besieged, so we have to recognize that we're not the first people to feel this way, and that Adraba, on the contrary, so the greatest figures in our tradition, not all of them are even listed here, right? So Avram Avinu was persecuted in the world, and Yitzchak Avinu with Avimelech and Grar, Ve'atem Sneisim Osi, Vatishachuni Meitchem, he was exiled, Yaakov is mentioned, Moshe is mentioned. So they all had to go through this process, David HaMelech. And so we're in very, very good company if we find ourselves on the wrong end of Zedim Halitzuni Ad Me'od. So we have to take comfort in the history of being persecuted, not just on the national level, but we can look to specific individuals. And David HaMelech goes on to say, Zalafa chazasti me rishayim ozveis tarasecha. Sometimes I'm literally shuddering to think about the wicked people who should be, you know, meeting their just deserts. They should be receiving justice, and on the contrary, when I see them, as the Radak says, v'chol gufi roed birosi shalvasam, when I see them in their tranquility, so that causes me horrific sense of distress. And that can be very difficult to experience. And you see people who are behaving immorally, selfishly, behaving in a way that denigrates Torah, and doing it with impunity. That can be a major nisayon. And yet David HaMelech gives us the key to help us contend with this reality of Zalafa Chazasni Mirishaim, when we would expect divine justice to come swiftly and to come unequivocally, and sometimes it's delayed in coming. So Zacharti two psukim later, Valaila Shimcha Hashem Vaishmira Tarasecha. So in those dark nights, so I remember your name Hashem, and I guard your Torah, and Zos Haisali Kifikudacha Natsarti, and that anchors me, that gives me a sense of solace when I guard your Torah, when I orient myself in that direction. So the Mitzudas David explains, Zacharti Valaila Eis Heyos Amachshavos Penuyos. So when a little bit of the clutter of the world, the pressures of the day recede, so I could either allow myself to be caught in the vortex of constantly thinking about these individuals, or Zacharti Shimcha Hamora Mamshala, V'lachin Batachti Bo, I rather redirected myself towards thinking about you, V'eshmirat Torasecha V'lo Aisi Pona L'Tirdas Hatzala Min Anshei HaResha, and still trying, obsessing on social media today, you know, to look at all the comments and, you know, all of the chatter. So as the Gemara Masach the Gittin says, when Mar Ukva was being tormented, Hashkim v'hari v'aleihem v'beis ha-medrash v'hin kolin v'aleihem, person turns to Torah. As David HaMelech says, Zacharti v'alayla shimcha Hashem v'ashmirat Torasecha. So if a person has the discipline not to be sucked into that vortex, but on the contrary, to be able to direct himself or herself to Hashem, to the study of Torah, Kumi roni v'alayla, in adam lomid rov chachmasa v'alayla, kol lomid Torah v'alayla, chut shel chesed nimshach acharav v'ayom, that has a transformative effect and allows us to have peace of mind, even if we're on the receiving end of Zaydim Helitsuni Ad Ma'od. So really what we have in Ozayin, to summarize and distill, are two strategies for dealing with the very real challenges of being the target of Zaydim, and also seeing that Zaydim sometimes can, in the short term, experience a certain amount of success. So one of them is to remember what Avram went through, what Yitzchak went through, what Yaakov went through, what Moshe went through, what David HaMelech himself went through, right? Is that remembering the way that Hashem administers the world, and he has, and me'olam, and then also to redirect ourselves towards Torah. So with that orientation, so that is a deeply sustaining, deeply, deeply sustaining reality. Everybody have a wonderful day.